What's the mood of the team at the moment? Obviously, we know how last year ended, but it seems like things are better temperamentally coming into the season.
Things were great last year. We just, you know, anybody that plays on a basketball team competes to win. So when you lose a game, there's nobody that's happy. But the locker room was great. The temperament was great last year, and I think it's carried right over into this year. Hopefully, we'll have some more success. I think we're an improved basketball team. It's nice to get some guys back from injury that didn't play last year and see them on the floor. You know, Darren Smith was excited to be out here, and certainly Andreas and, you know, Mike Howell looked good early on today running up and down the floor, Larry Lockery. So, you know, we recruit these guys into our program with the hopes that they could help us be successful, and for them to be back out here playing is a great thing.
Yeah, can you speak a little bit more to the injuries and how these guys are doing, whether they're back, whether they're 100% yet?
Well, they're 100%, you know, they've participated in every practice for the most part, with the exception of Justin Riley, who still has a little ways to go to get back in game condition. He has not participated in every practice, but the other guys have. And, you know, Darren Smith is still, he's still trying to build his strength in his quad. And get back and get his timing back and all those types of things. But little by little, every day he's doing something positive, and he's, you know, I think he's in a good spot right now as far as his development, him getting back to game speed and timing and all those types of things.
One of the things I heard sort of walking around talking to people during the scrimmage was about the fitness and the weight room stuff that you guys did over the summer seems to have really paid off.
Well, you know, we still have a ways to go to get ourselves in a game condition to play a 40-minute game. But we've always been committed to the weight room. I mean, last year we were just as committed to the weight room. It's just as hard to see that development in young players. You're coming out of high school and we send home a conditioning and strength training program, and you're basically on your own. You're not under the tutelage of our strength and conditioning coaches. And so then ultimately, you get here and you have about 6 weeks to engage in that program with instruction, and then official practice starts and your hours go up to 20 hours a week. And then you're just in a maintenance mode where you're just trying to maintain the strength that you built. So you really don't see the advancement of young players until they get through their freshman year into their spring of their freshman year and then through the summer. And that's what you're seeing now. Guys that were young players that have had a whole spring and summer of strength training, and they're in a lot better, they have a lot better, more strength right now.
The guy I want to ask about is Malcolm Washington, who had a couple of nice plays today. What do you see coming from him in terms of contributions?
Well, he has an opportunity, you know, to make the team. Our roster is not final right now. He needs to be an energy guy, spark plug guy, and I think to this point in the preseason, he's done that. Good on-ball defense, hustle guy, make the simple play offensively, and just really challenge Zach Rosen every day, running the second team. And if he keeps on doing what he's doing, I think he's going to be in good shape.
Right, can you speak to the play of Andreas Schreiber, who coming back from injury and kind of a much-needed big man?
Yeah, he's, you know, again, he's learning the system a little bit, and at times he's unsure of himself from a organizational standpoint, but he's big and strong and athletic, and he's a very good rebounder. He did some good things today. We expect him to be a major contributor for us this year. He'll continue to get better with his organization, which is only going to help his productivity on both ends of the floor.